Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Oh, hello, Adam. Shot out of a cannon today.
Hey, what? How's everything going in the land of solar?
Well, I wish I was as excited as you are. What are you so excited about solar about?
It's a sunny day. That means my system must be producing.
That's right. It's rolling, and I'm sure you could tell.
Fingers crossed.
It's a nice feeling, you know, when it is sunny out. You're like, hey, all right. Let's go solar. Awesome.
True.
So we're getting that a lot these days of people going, woohoo, I want to go solar too. And they're getting lots of recommendations from their friends and all kinds of, I went with so-and-so company. Oh, I leased my solar. It's been great. And all of these kind of crazy things that I'm seeing once again.
Wow.
Because this seems to be an epidemic that people who did not go solar before April 15th of this year are getting hammered with the highest electricity bills they've ever seen, and they have no reason why. In California, where we are, generally it's 100 degrees or greater for a big part of the summer, and this year it hasn't been. It's been in the 90s, a few days over 100, but probably, you know, it's really been a mild summer for us. And last year at this time, we were just coming out of 2 weeks straight of over 105 degrees. And so people were, what the heck is this? But this year, it's been pretty mild. And so you would think, it's regular usage. But we're seeing, $800, $900, $1,500, $1,800 was the highest one I've seen for 1 month.
Wow.
For one person, it said the highest they've ever had was $600. And it's because PG&E, where we are, is instituting the high usage energy fee. So it's like a double dip. Yeah, if you're using more power than they deem is necessary, they hit you with a fee, and that fee increases what you are already paying on a pretty high premium by about 25-35%.
They're comparing this to like your usage last year or something, or how?
No, it just says high usage fee. There's no calculation and no.
Trust us.
Yeah, exactly. It's pay it or else is the thing. So we're getting tons of people, that I see hundreds of them on Facebook of people tagging us and everything you got it. And I'm like, that's great. Before April 14th, my first question is, are you aware of the, net energy metering 2.0 versus 3.0? And mostly I get the blinky eyes, which is, no idea what you're referring to. What's
I'm
that net energy metering?
Blink, blink. Blink.
No idea. Never heard of it. What are you talking about? And so we have to explain what it is. And so we say, when your friends or neighbors are saying, oh, my God, it's such a no-brainer to go solar. Go solar with whatever company, first check to see if that company is still around. Because we're seeing lots of these companies no longer around, or if they are around, they're doing some really horrendous things like signing people up, taking their money, and then going out of business. And I can't even imagine. That's just straight up theft and fraud, and they'll probably go to jail and all that stuff, or who knows, but that's, first thing. Look at their reviews, see if they are, if they're getting lots of one-star reviews, the recent ones especially.
Right.
That's a good indicator. And then, as we always say, check their license. If they don't have a license, then they can just disappear with that money. And then you got to go try and find them somehow. If they do have a license, the Contractors Board can get involved, and they should have a bond as well. But If they're doing that to you, it's not a great feeling. So anyway, stay away from those companies. But the other big thing is almost everyone we're talking to is saying, every company I'm talking to says, we must get a battery. We must, you must have a battery in this environment. And you say, yep, but really, you know, is it?
Uh-oh, Jamie. Really?
Well, I know. Yep. Well, now it's just a different mindset, right? So it's in the past, you could, if you're using, let's just say 10,000 kilowatt hours, you could put up 11,000 kilowatt hours worth of solar and you are in great shape because net energy metering, the credits from this fall and the spring would offset the overusage of or over demand of electricity in the winter months. Well, now that's pretty much changed. And to offset the electricity usage in the winter months, we'd have to install a tremendous amount of solar panels, probably close to 70% more than what you would need. So,
that's,
you know, 17,000 kilowatt hours worth of solar production, not system size, to offset that 10,000 kilowatt hour demand. So
that's nuts. Crazy.
It is nuts, but that's how it is because, you know, we just get 1 to 2 usable sun hours during the winter months. So what we're telling people is, you know, really in the winter, you are going to have a bill. And there's really not much we can do about that except move the Earth closer to the sun, which would have some other problems.
Sure.
But in the summer months when, you know, in the winter, most people in California, they're not using a lot of power in the winter months. So it kind of matches up. And then in the summer months, that's really when people use the most. That's where we're getting these $1,800 electricity bills. And so if the solar can kind of match that and we're targeting an overall, you know, 80 to 90% offset, then that's not too bad. And rather than adding, you know, a $20,000 battery that the excess power goes in and then discharges during the day or during the night, whenever you're using the most power, you know, that's a huge expense. And so I'm contending, I might be the only one, but I'm definitely used to that. That probably still makes sense just to go solar and then lower the expectation for 100% offset. Because even with just one battery, you can't get to 100% offset. You still, you might need two or more. And then you need a lot more solar because in the winter months, as I was mentioning, we don't have a lot of electricity or a lot of sun hours. So
okay,
kind of makes things, you know, a little more challenging. But
and doesn't getting batteries also mean that you have to plan for in 10 years, another set of batteries?
Well, that's when the warranty ends.
Right. But I mean, don't they lose their charge as well? That's my kind of worry about getting batteries is that, you know, they're not going to last 20 years. They're, I don't think, or they can, but I don't know. What's your opinion about that?
So we're not really seeing much degradation in the batteries that we've installed. And they're pretty strong. And my guess is that they're going to last 20 years, but their warranty is only for 10 years. And that warranty decreases by about 10% every year. So now, like, let's say you get to year 15 and it's only at 75%. Well, you're not going to be able to file a warranty claim. So I think it's just really protect the companies protecting themselves more so than the batteries being useless after 10 years.
Okay, good. I mean, it's just,
it's a lot of money, though.
They're so expensive.
Yep. And, you know, the vehicle to grid is taking its sweet time. I thought we'd be a lot further along where that's where you could use your electric vehicle to store power and then pull that power during the night if you wanted. But, you know, we're getting closer, I guess. It's just that bridge between the electric vehicle and the solar company and then the car manufacturer. And each one of these manufacturers has its own protocol. So it's a whole thing as usual. But, hopefully we're getting closer in all of that. It's pretty great. But anyway, seeing these gigantic electricity bills, this is kind of what we predicted before was that, you know, California still wants people to go solar. PG&E says, okay, we're going to decrease the benefit. You know, we're going to decrease the carrot. Now, how do we still motivate people to go solar? What do you think?
I think they're going to raise prices.
That's wow, very good.
And so,
wait, am I right, Jamie? I think that's probably the answer. That's the answer to every question about PG&E.
You reduce the carrot and increase the stick. And so the stick is these out of control electricity prices. And it's always, solar's always been a, you know, when does somebody hit that pain point? Is that $100 electricity bill? Eh, $200? No. $600? What? $900? Oh my God, this is insane. I need to go solar. So those are who we're talking to right now. And when they get the proposal, they're saying, hey, how come you're not, how come this isn't as great as all my friends and family and neighbors said, who have gone solar, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, and they're not aware of net energy metering either. So it's kind of a eye opener. It still makes more sense than staying with PG&E. And what I tell them is, you know, kind of look, if you're going to be in this house for the next 10 years, you know, look at what you will spend. And these even are current rates. Not even what these outrageous increases that we're seeing. You know, look at it. What is it going to be now? And what's it going to be in 10 years? If you're one of the people that I'm getting the heck out of California, welcome to Texas. Well, Texas has really high electricity and unreliable grid. But yeah, it's there's a whole thing about that, too. But in any event, people are starting to say, well, forget this. I'm out. So if that's the plan, then probably solar is not a great idea. It's a whole if then, right? So if you are going to be in your house for the next 10 years and your electricity bill is over, I'd say $300 a month, then solar still makes a ton of sense. If it's below the 300, who knows? You know, it's probably going to be break even. If it's 150 or below, probably still makes sense to stay with PG&E. But we'll keep on evolving this philosophy and see how it goes with the NEM 3.0. I've got plenty more to talk about, of course, but we'll cut it off there and have everyone tune in next week.
Oh boy.
Tons more with solar, as always.
As always. Always something as going on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Jeez. Some big ones this week too. But
it's like
I don't want to make this podcast an hour long, but
it's like PG&E has missed, it's run by Mr. Burns going. Excellent. Yes. Oh my.
Well, just check their stock. Check the PG&E stock. And if you don't have PG&E stock, you might want to think about it.
Oh, great.
It's a rigged game to be a monopoly. That's for sure.
Wow. All right. We are going to wrap it up there. Okay. But before you go and buy some stock or check the prices, take a second to go to our Facebook page, send us a message through there. If you have a question for an upcoming episode, that's the best way to get that question answered from the solar expert. If you would like to check out a library of our past episodes, go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to a library of our past episodes. If you have a friend considering going solar, the whole battery issue alone, that is one great reason they need to hear this podcast. So refer this podcast to them. Click the little share button wherever you're listening and send it to them right now, because it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. What better friend is that? That we always ask. I don't know. Go. Do it. See you, everybody.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.